కమ్ క్లోజ్ ఇంచు, క్లోజర్ విస్ ద బెటర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంచు. వి రీడింగ్ స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ సహాబా. దిస్ వాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ సహాబా. దే సెట్ క్లోజ్ టు ద మెంబర్ అండ్ దే సెట్ క్లోజ్ టు ఈచ్ అదర్ ఆల్సో. వన్ వాజ్ క్లోజ్ టు ద మెంబర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో క్లోజ్ టు వన్ అనదర్. దే నెవర్ లెఫ్ట్ గ్యాప్స్. So let us sit as close as possible. All those satis at the back, inshallah, please come forward. Those that are sitting in the translation, sit in the translation, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu da'wati ila Allah ta'ala wa ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kayfa kanat da'watu ila Allah ta'ala wa ila Rasulihi صلى الله عليه وسلم محبة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلى الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم من كل شيء وكيف كانوا حريصين على أن يهدي الناس ويدخلوا في دين الله وينغمسوا في رحمة الله وكيف كان سعيهم بذلك لإيصال الخلق إلى الحق قصصه صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأخلاق والأعمال المفضية إلى هداية الناس اسلام زيد بن سعنة الحبري اسرائيل رضي الله تعالى عنه اخرج الطبراني عن عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ان الله عز وجل لما اراد هدى زيد بن سعنة قال زيد بن سعنة ما من علامات النبوة شيء الا وقد عرفتها في وجه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نظرت إليه إلا اثنتين لم أخبرهما منه يسبق حلمه جهله ولا يزيد شدة الجهل عليه إلا حلمه. قال زيد بن سعنة خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما من الحجرات ومعه علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه فأتاه رجل على الراحلة كالبدوي فقال يا رسول الله لي نفر في قرية بني فلان قد أسلموا ودخلوا في الإسلام وكنت حدثتهم إن أسلموا أتاهم الرزق رغدا وقد أصابتهم سنة وشدة وقحط من الغيث فأنا أخشى يا رسول الله أن يخرجوا من الإسلام طمعا كما دخلوا طمعا فإن رأيت أن ترسل إليهم بشيء تغيثهم به فعلت. فنظر إلى رجل إلى جانبي أراه عليا رضي الله عنه فقال يا رسول الله ما بقي منه شيء. قال زيد بن سعنة فنادوت إليه فقلت يا محمد هل لك أن تبيعني تمرا معلوما في حائط إن بني فلان إلى أجل معلوم إلى أجل كذا وكذا. قال لا تسمي حائط بني فلان. قلت نعم. فبايعني فأطلقت همياني فأعطيته 80 مثقالا 80 مثقالا من ذهب في تمر معلوم إلى أجل كذا وكذا. فأعطى رجلا فقال اعدل عليهم وأغثهم. قال زيد بن سعنة فلما كان قبل محل الأجل بيومين أو ثلاثة خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعه أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان رضي الله تعالى عنهم في نفر من أصحابه. فلما صلى على جنازتي ودنا إلى الجدار ليجلس إليه أتيته فأخذته بمجامع قميصه ورداعه ونظرت إليه بوجه غليظ. قلت له يا محمد ألا تقديني حقي؟ فوالله ما علمتم بني عبد المطلب إلا مطلا ولقد كان لي بمخالتكم علم ونظرت إلى عمر وعيناه تدوران في وجهه كالفلك المزددير ثم رماني ببصره فقال يا عدو الله أتقول لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أسمع وتصنع به ما أرى؟ فوالذي نفسي بيدي لولا ما أحاذر فوته لضربت بسيفي رأسك. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينظر إلي في سكون وتعدة فقال يا عمر أنا وهو كنا أحوج إلى غير هذا أن تأمرني بحسن الأداء وتأمره بحسن اتباعه اذهب به يا عمر فأعطي حقه وزده 20 سعا من تمر مكان ما رعته قال زيد فذهب بي عمر فأعطاني حقي وزادتي 20 سعا من تمر فقلت ما هذه الزيادة يا عمر قال أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أزيدك مكان ما رعتك ما رعتك قال وتعرفني يا عمر قال لا قلت أنا زيد بن سعنة قال الحبر قلت الحبر قال فما دعاك إلى أن فعلت برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما فعلت وقلت له ما قلت قلت يا عمر لم يكن من علامات النبوة شيء إلا وقد عرفت في وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين نظرت إليه إلا سنتين لم أخبرهما منه يسبق حلمه جهله ولا تزيده شدة الجهل عليه إلا حلما وقد اختبرتهما فأشهدك يا عمر أني قد رديت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا وأشهدك أن شطر مالي إني أكثرها مالا صدقة على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عمر أو على بعضهم فإنك لا تسعهم قلت أو على بعضهم فرجع عمر وزيد إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال زيد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وآمن به وصدقه وبايعه وشهد معه مشاهد كثيرة ثم توفي في غزوة تبوك مقبلا غير مدبرا رحم الله زيدا. Respected brothers, Mulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to always mention ki main is kaam ko kar-e-nubuwat yakeen karta hoon. Main is kaam ko kar-e-nubuwat yakeen karta hoon. Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that I have full conviction, full yakin, that this effort that we are doing is the effort of Anbiya, is the work of Anbiya. This effort is not an effort of chilla, of 3 days, of 4 months, of mashura. It is the effort of Anbiya, the effort of Dawat. That effort that Anbiya were selected and chosen and sent to do. Not only that, but teach others to do it also. That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How is it possible to do the work of Anbiya? We are ordinary people. Such a high work, such a great work. This is why there are sifat, qualities of a da'i. And the qualities of a da'i is like, was supposed to be like his fikr. The qualities of a da'i was supposed to be like his fikr. What was his fikr? Fikr for hidayat. That fikr should never leave him. No matter where he is, how he is, what he is doing. Not only when you're in khuruj. And that is our weakness. We maintain the effort and the qualities of a da'i and giving da'wat when we in gush, when we in khuruj, when we in mashura. But in our daily life, our normal habits, our normal traits, our day in, our day out, our mornings, our evening, our business, our family, our friends, our walking, our talking, our daily affairs, da'wat is not ghalib upon us. We lead a different life. And this is our weakness.
So to do the effort of Anbiya, we require the qualities of Anbiya. This is why Mullah Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi made so much emphasis on the six qualities. And these are not 6 points. They are 6 qualities. The qualities of a da'i, amongst many other qualities. Once we met in our 1 year, we met one alim in Bombay area. He told us, very old person, he said at the beginning, Mullah Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had more than 50 qualities that he wrote down in this effort. More than 50. So to do the effort and do the effort with qualities. And that effort and that qualities that we must have must not be only for the duration that we are spending time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hidayat of insan was, when Sahaba used to describe it, da'iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perpetually in the fikr of hidayat of insan. Perpetually. You could not separate it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was part and parcel of who he was, what he was. And he put this fikr and this worldly and these qualities into Sahaba. So in this bab, this is the chapter on da'wat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is written here how da'wat towards Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved action in the sight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. There was nothing more beloved to them. Nothing more beloved to them. More beloved than anything else. That is why they could tolerate every single hardship that came, every difficulty that came, every insult that came, every abuse that came. They could tolerate it. Not because they were weak. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala didn't tolerate it because he could not fight back. Because he could not stand for himself. No, he wasn't weak. It was on the bunyad, the foundation of the hidayat of insan being more important than my own self. So these are qualities. And many a time these qualities are lacking from us. And because it is not found in us, it becomes that means of people staying away from us. Sometimes we wonder, we are going to a certain house, we are going to a certain road, we are going to a certain person for many years, but this person don't want to meet us. This person only chase us away. This person don't want to accept the Jamaat. How do we know that he don't want to accept us? Maybe Allah has not accepted us to meet him. Maybe there's something inside of us that has become, something in me that has become the barrier for me meeting that person. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the most beloved thing was there, to them was the da'wah towards Allah, towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nothing could hold them back. They were haris, they were over enthusiastic. And an overpowering quality in them of happiness that people would get hidayat and they would enter into the fold of Islam, of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them to be immersed in the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the chapter that Mullah Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explained. Here in one of it is the incident of the akhlaq, the character and the actions and the beautiful actions of hidayat towards people. It is impossible to do this effort without akhlaq. This is why da'wat, ta'lim, khidmat, ibadat, the qualities in the 6 qualities, the qualities of akhlaq, ikram, Ikramul Muslim. This was the cornerstone of da'wat in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on Mount Safa for the first time, when he gathered everyone and he called everyone to give them the dawat for the first time, what did he put in front of them? What did he put in front of them? He asked them a question. That, oh my people, if I tell you there are enemies behind me of this mountain waiting to attack you, will you believe me? So what did the people say? Definitely. You are Sadiqul Amin, the most trustworthy. You have never spoken a lie. What is he putting? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is putting his character, he's sacrificing the quality of his character in front of them. That is what he is putting in front of them, his character, that you know what type of a person I am. So we cannot do this effort without the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we have to over and over again read about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Sahaba, and bring those qualities of his character inside of us, and then we will see how Allah Ta'ala will make faisla, will make decision based on that. Tabrani narrates the incident of the Islam of Zayd ibn Sa'na, who was a monk, a rabbi, rather not a monk, a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, how he accepted Islam. So he himself says, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu narrates that when Allah Ta'ala intended that Zayd ibn Sa'na would get Islam, then Zayd ibn Sa'na himself mentions that I saw every single quality of the truthfulness of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in him when I looked at him, except two things. Two things were not there that I didn't see. Not that it wasn't there, I did not experience it and see it as yet. I was waiting for two things. Everything else I saw that verified that he was the Nabi of Allah. Two things. And I had to test Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to these two things. And this is what we also have to understand, that this effort is about testing. That Allah will definitely test us. Allah Ta'ala will test us. Whether it is in traveling, He will test us. Getting a venue, He will test us. Going to meet people, He will test us. Making tashkil, wusuli, He will test us. Getting financial readiness to go out in the path of Allah, He will test us. With the family, He will test us. With the friends, He will test us. With the work, He will test us. With the health, He will test us. So everything will be a test. So he says that I had to test Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to see these two things. So he says the first thing he mentions was that the tolerance or the forbearance of controlling his anger, this must be dominant in him over ignorance. This must be dominant. He must be able to control his anger at the time when there is total ignorance in front of him. At the time the way he's supposed to get angry, he must be able to control his anger. And the second, he must be able to conquer a total foolish thing that is happening in front of him. He must be able to conquer this with absolute self-control. Control his emotion in the face of foolishness. So these two things, what was it? يَسْبِكُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ وَلَا تَزِيدُ شِدَّةُ الْجَهْلِ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا حِلْمًا. So these two things I had to test. So he was waiting, this rabbi, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Sa'na. He said, I was waiting for these two things. How am I going to test
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these two things. So opportunity came. He says, one day, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his rooms. And with him, walking with him was Ali radiallahu ta'ala. It so happened that a person came, a Bedouin, a villager, someone from the outside, from the desert area. He came to him and he told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, a few people from my clan, from a certain clan, have accepted Islam. And I promised them at the time when they were accepting Islam, that you bringing Islam will open up your sustenance for you. That's what I told them. So they happily accepted Islam because of what I told them. However, a year has passed, drought has inflicted them, and there's no rain. Now I am worried. I fear that they will leave Islam out of the fear of good things, like how they accepted Islam for those good things. So I'm fearing this. So please, if you have something to give them, give it to me, I will go and give them. This is what this Bedouin said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala was standing with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and told Ali radiallahu ta'ala, give them something. Ali radiallahu ta'ala replies, O Nabi of Allah, there is nothing to give. There is nothing to give. Everything is finished. So Zayd ibn Sa'ana saw his opportunity. He was standing there. He saw his opportunity. He's a Jew, a rabbi. He jumped forward. He said, I came forward. And I said, O Muhammad, I am willing to give you a loan. Or rather, I am willing to purchase some dates for the future. You'll give it to me in the future from a certain tree of a certain farm, of a certain person. I'm willing to purchase that now. I'll pay for it now, you give me later. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, don't specify the person from who we're going to get the khajur from, the dates from, but I will take this. So he said, okay. He took his purse out and he took out 80 gold coins and he gave it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is happening here? He found an opportunity to test Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these two things. Sometimes we don't know where Allah is testing us. Sometimes we are busy getting ourselves ready to go out in the path of Allah, and then the wife comes and tell us this and tell us that. Instead of sitting and explaining to her, we say, you don't know what you're talking about. What's wrong with you? If I'm going, I'm going. You just go by your mother's house. You go by your father's house. We say anything. Because we don't know where the test lies. Whether he's lying with the boss, whether he's lying in the job, whether he's lying with the friends, whether he's lying with the health, where he's lying. Whether he's lying in just greeting someone, meeting someone, in a business transaction. Where is the test from Allah lying? So here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this. So Zayd ibn Sa'a says, after I gave this, the time passed where it was near few days left, 2 or 3 days left for the deadline for these dates. Because I already purchased the dates. So before the deadline, I went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day what happened, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with some sahaba, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and Usman radiallahu ta'ala. They were going for a janazah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the janazah. After the janazah, they went towards a wall to sit on this wall. And they went and sat on this wall. Zayd bin Sana'a says, I got up, I went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I grabbed him by his collar. I grabbed him by his collar. In other words, to see if he's going to get angry. What is going to dominate him? His anger or his forbearance for what I am doing. What is going to? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say anything. And then I told him, O Muhammad, give me my dates. Then I told him, I insulted him and his family. I told him, I don't know anything else about the Banu Abdul Muttalib, except that you all procrastinating things. And now I'm experiencing it for myself, I'm seeing it. So what's the second thing? In front of a foolish person that's insulting you, for you to be forbearant. So one, not to get angry, and the second is to tolerate it, and not and to be, in other words, to have foresight. So then this Zayd bin Sana'a says, that in the corner of my eye, I looked at Umar, because Umar was Umar. So I looked at Umar radiallahu anhu, the corner of my eye, and I see the firing blaze in his eyes, the anger in him. And then he blurted out, and he shouted out, dare you speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do what you did to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us like this? I swear by Allah, if it wasn't that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here, I would have separated your head from your neck. But out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not done anything. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Umar radhiallahu ta'ala. And in other words, he says, oh Umar radhiallahu, we didn't need you to say this now. You didn't need to say this. You didn't need to intervene. If you had to say something, here was the test. If you had to say something, all you could have said to me was, why don't you, a Nabi of Allah, make arrangements to pay him? And you could have told him, Zayd, that couldn't you have asked in a better way? Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And who is observing this? Zayd bin Sana'a. He's watching all of this. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Character is not like how when we wear clothes, somebody can just see it's white, or it's yellow, or you're wearing amama, you got miswak. These are things that you can see. Character is something that comes out at the time that it needs to come out. Sometimes the Amir Sahab with his satis. Satis are one sati doing this, one sati doing that, one sati doing that. Now the Amir Sahab say, in the mashura, I'm going to bang all of these fellows. Sort all of them out in the mashura. So we use the mashura to sort our satis out. Sometimes one sati is doing this, the other sati is getting angry. Sometimes you're going to knock at somebody's home, he's not there. Sometimes you're giving da'wah to someone, he's not listening. Sometimes many, many things happen while we're out in the path of Allah. Many, many things. But do we tolerate it? Do we keep the hidayat of insan as the priority? That the hidayat of insan is more important than my own izzat, than my own honor, than my own bayan. So he's watching all of this. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Umar radiallahu ta'ala said what he said, he called Umar. He said, Umar, go and now give him what is due to him and give him 20 sa' extra because of, in other words, your big mouth, because of what you said, of that what you blurted out to compensate for what you insulted him. And what you said, out of anger, you give him 20 sa' more. So Umar radiallahu anhu takes this person, Zayd bin Sana'a, and they go. And he pays him that amount of dates that was due to him for that amount of money that he paid. Then he gave him 20 sa' extra. So he asked, he didn't know. He asked, why is this extra? So he said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me to give you the 20 sa' extra because of what I said to you. Because of insulting you. So then Zayd bin Sana'a says, oh Umar, do you know who I am? He said, no. He said, I'm Zayd bin Sana'a. So Umar radhiallahu anhu said, the rabbi. He said, yes, the rabbi. Then he looks and he says to him, that Oh, anni qad raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam nabiyya. Immediately he said, oh Nabi, oh Umar, Allah is now my Rabb. Allah is my Rabb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my Nabi. And Islam is my deen. And I am the richest person, one of the richest persons. So half of my wealth I now donate it to the whole of the Muslim Ummah. So Umar radiallahu anhu told him, not the whole Ummah, you won't be able to do that. Say part of the Ummah. So he said, okay, part of the Ummah will get half my wealth. Then they went back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He stood in front of Faraja'a Umaru wa Zaidun ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa qala Zaidun, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He brought iman. He brought the most beautiful of iman. He took bayat on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he fought with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battles until he was killed in the battle of Tabuk in such a way that he was going forward towards the enemy, not turning his back away from the enemy. So my dear brothers, this work is a great work that Allah Ta'ala has given us. But it is not a work that we bring the qualities of a da'i only when we in out in the path of Allah. When you are doing 3 days, when you are going for 40 days and 4 months. These are qualities that must be inside of us 24/7. This is why our elders say the 6 qualities, do this effort with the 6 qualities. Make effort for the 6 qualities. Make effort like how a person goes into a supermarket with a trolley. He goes in the supermarket with a trolley, then he picks this from the shelf, he picks that from the shelf, he picks that, he puts it into the trolley, he goes to the till, he pays for it, and then he leaves. So we go out for 3 days, we go out for 40 days, we got all the time in the path of Allah. Ya Aqsam Ughzu Ma Ghayri Qawmik. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahabi, oh Aqsam, go out in the path of Allah with people other than yourself, with different people. Fa Ahsanu Khuluq. Your character will become beautiful. We go with different people and we take all the beautiful qualities. All the beautiful qualities that are found in different people throughout the whole world. Throughout Nasu Kal Ma'adin. Throughout the whole world, Allah will take us to take all these beautiful qualities. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdin. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu la nusi thanaan alayk anta kama asnita ala nafsik. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين يا أحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مضلين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين